This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. And as we were just about to play before we went to break, this video that relates to the story we have up, Department of Justice found falsely planted malware at Trump Tower. I want to talk about this, but I want to wait until we come back at 8 after because we have a lot of stations that carry us. Some carry the news. So let me go to this other news about what's going on in France, because France and the French election, which is the next one coming up, is an important part of pushing back against the globalists. We had hoped that there would be some positive results in the Netherlands. We did not see that in the last election. We have some information about polling that is up on Infowars.com. It's a story from Zero Hedge. It says the French presidential race, Marine Le Pen, is far ahead of her rivals in secret polling. I say an editor at the French daily, Le Figaro, has alluded to secret polling data, which shows the Front National's Marine Le Pen polling at close to 34%. Among those with intentions to vote in the first round of the French presidential election. And, of course, she has taken a very nationalistic approach. She opposes the European Union. She essentially is trying to get France back to a sovereign nation again. And that's what all these individuals in all these different countries are trying to do. And, again, at that point, as Donald Trump has said, as we've seen Ted Malik say, we want to deal with people on a bilateral relationship. Negotiate one-on-one with these other countries and work out our own one-on-one deals rather than empowering a multinational organization like the European Union, like the United Nations, like the organization that would have been created with TPP or the Transatlantic Partnership that would have merged that. And we understand, going back to that, what was behind that, to create these multinational organizations that would then merge at another global level. We had Zbigniew Brzezinski, who created the Trilateral Commission, had talked about the three power centers of Asia, North America, and Europe, and then merging those. And so to create these economic unions with these multinational trade organizations and then make a political union out of that and then merge those three different areas using America as the common spine, well, of those two wings, that was the plan. Now, Donald Trump shut down TPP right away. That, folks, is why they are after him so hard. That is why the globalists are there. As you heard with John McCain, you're either with the globalists or you're with Vladimir Putin. That's the narrative that they're selling everybody. But as we look at this, as we hear, oh, the Russians hacked our election, they manipulated our elections, they were saying the same thing about the French election as well. Remember? They said, well, we know that they're going to do the same thing in France as well. Let's talk about the reality exposed by WikiLeaks, talking about how the CIA in the last French election in 2012 had infiltrated every single one of the French parties. And they had all major French political parties were targeted for infiltration by the CIA's human intelligence and electronic signals intelligence within the 7 months leading up to France's 2012 presidential elections. And they say that this included people like Sarkozy, as well as Marine Le Pen and Francois Hollande. They went after everyone and every political party. They infiltrated both with individuals infiltrating their party and getting human intelligence and with signals intelligence, electronics eavesdropping. Do we manipulate other elections? Of course we do. WikiLeaks pointed out we've had, and this is based on a Carnegie Mellon study, 81 different elections that the United States has rigged over the years, not including the CIA coups, where we have overthrown other countries. When we look at this, you have to understand this dark organization that we have created here in America will use these same tactics for their political purposes here in America. If we come after their globalist agenda, they will use these same tactics, and we see this happening right now. That is what this NDAA was about, the countering disinformation and propaganda. They want to create disinformation and propaganda. They want to accuse people, allege that we are colluding with Russians, just as they accuse Rand Paul of being on the Russian side if he opposes the globalist NATO expansion. Then you're with Vladimir Putin, obviously. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk about the devices that they found at Trump Tower.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to get to the bottom of this investigation. We're going to investigate them back. If they want to allege collusion without any proof, if they want to smear and slander people in the press, if they want to imply that we are doing what we know that they're doing in terms of using the bots. As a matter of fact, let's talk about that for just one moment before we get back to Trump Tower and before we get to these amazing revelations that came out today, CNN and we've got Politico are reporting that the House Intelligence Chairman, Nunes, has reported that there was information taken from the Trump transition team at Trump Tower. And, of course, we have an article up at InfoWars.com. Department of Justice found falsely planted malware at Trump Tower designed to mimic ties to Russia. Now, these are not the same thing, understand. They're saying, well, we got information on people at Trump Tower. We just happened to incidentally collect it because, you know, we can listen to anybody under the FISA Act. And if there was somebody that was talking to someone in a foreign country, well, now you're fair game, and we can listen to you as well. Now, that's one part of it. But then the other part of it is to put malware on their computers to make it look like they're trying to, that they have ties to Russia. That is framing people.
See, that's the other part of the government being able to get into everybody's computers. They can plant stuff on you to frame you. At the same time, they are surveilling you. So we have this article at InfoWars.com talking about the possible framing of people at Trump Tower, trying to frame them to the Russians. And then we have, coming out today, we have, and he did not learn this from the press, he said this came out of reviewing intelligence reports. So this is the House Intelligence Chairman, Devin Nunes. He said today that President Trump's personal communications may have been picked up by investigators through, quote-unquote, incidental collection. And he said he got this, found this, while reviewing intelligence reports. He said he told Speaker Ryan about the collection, is traveling to the White House this afternoon, and he said, I'm actually alarmed by it. Well, good. Finally, somebody in Washington is alarmed by the omniscient, unconstitutional police state that we have. But then we have this other story about how they're actually planting malware on their computers. I want to get to that first, but let me take another digression. Going back to this bot stuff, as they're talking about this, we know that they're censoring conservative media using Facebook bots, using other bots on other social media. Let's go back. There was a great article from We Are Change, and they went back and looked at the history of Hillary Clinton. Did Hillary Clinton use bots in her campaign? Why, yes, she did. If you go back, it was reported by Clinton-friendly media like the Daily Beast and the LA Times. The Daily Beast pointed out Hillary PAC is spending $1 million to correct commenters on Reddit and Facebook. This was back during the election. So she's spending money on bots that are coming after people. The way the LA Times reported it, if you look at the LA Times article here, you got a picture there of, guess who? David Brock right there, smiling, yes, the Hillary Clinton guy. Anyway, be nice to Hillary Clinton online, says the LA Times, or risk a confrontation with her super PAC. This is what the LA Times says. When the Internet's legions of Hillary hecklers steal away to chat rooms and Facebook pages to vent grievances about Clinton, express revulsion toward Clinton, launch attacks on Clinton, they now may find themselves in a surprising place, confronted by a multi-million dollar super PAC working with Clinton. So we know that Hillary Clinton and the Democrats were using bots to try to control the narrative, to try to censor any criticism, to push back against criticism. We know that Facebook and other social media are censoring us with bots. As I reported, the individual who showed me that he shared a video about Thomas Jefferson and the Barbary Pirates, and it was titled, Jefferson Goes to War with Islam. And they shut it down. They said, we are suspending your Facebook account for posting this. You have been noticed. You are unmutual. Well, you know, this is going on, folks. What they do, what they actually do, and what they have confessed to, that is what they're accusing us of doing, and we didn't do that. If you shared our articles, they want to pretend that you're a bot, that you didn't really build InfoWars. No, you did. You did by sharing that information. And then, of course, we've got Donna Brazile doubling down on this, and she said, neither the party committee nor the Clinton campaign have used bots to widen the reach of the anti-Trump message, she said. And she's the former chair of the DNC. Remember, she took over after it was learned that the DNC was hacking the election against Bernie Sanders in favor of Hillary Clinton. Again, everything that they do, that they're caught doing, they allege and imply, even though there's no evidence and they don't ever prove it, but they continue with this narrative that the other side did what we know they did. They come after the whistleblowers. And, of course, this is the same Donna Brazile that is no longer working at CNN because she was caught feeding information to Hillary Clinton, giving her questions to programs in advance. Now, there's one more side of this that is important, and that is the fact that the and this was put out by WikiLeaks, the fact that DNC knew of Hillary paid troll factory that was attacking Bernie Sanders online, but also others. They say, then there's the leaked email. This is the article from We Are Change. There's a leaked email by alleged Russian operative through WikiLeaks that shows the Clinton campaign wanting to conspire with Correct the Record and Media Matters to defend Huma Abedin. And they point out that both Media Matters and Correct the Record are mostly 501c3 organizations that are barred from getting involved in partisan politics. So what do we see from these people who have 501c organizations that are rigging social media, rigging the narrative, pushing back against people, setting up bots. Well, we see from Media Matters, they come out and say, report, FBI investigation, Russian operatives are using bots to spread stories from Breitbart, RT, and InfoWars. Investigators are exploring whether the far-right news operatives took any actions to assist Russia's operatives. So they put it out as a given that Russia is doing this. Then they allege that we colluded with them, and that's what the Daily Cause puts out. They say collusion in their headline, and at the bottom they say, one imagines that the timing of these articles would have to be important for the plan to work. So in other words, there is some plan. They haven't proved anything. They allege that there's some plan. They allege that there are bots that are out there pushing this stuff. And then, because of those that they treat like fact, they come back and say, well, then that means that all these conservative organizations had to be timing their articles. So they're colluding. And that's what the FBI is insinuating. But let's take a look at the reality of what's really going on. That's the fantasy side. That's the red herring, the red scare, the witch hunt, the McCarthyism that is going on the left. But let's take a look at the reality of what is really happening. Let's play this clip about the malware that was planted at Trump Tower designed to mimic ties to Russia.
Wasn't very well reported. The Department of Justice revealed just last week that, in fact, some of these ties that they had witnessed between Trump Tower servers and Russian entities, in fact, were stooged. What that means is that there was malware on some of these computers that were mimicking contact between these entities in what looks like an attempt to put Trump in a tight position, or in fact lead to claims that there was some sort of collusion. So, in fact, the more evidence that comes out, the more we're seeing that, in fact, these claims were either manufactured or that, like the officials said today, intelligence was released in a partial fashion, and some of that intelligence, as they said on the Hill, was quote-unquote dead wrong.
So let's understand what's going on here. What he's talking about is trying to frame Trump that he was colluding with the Russians by putting malware on his computer, on computers at Trump Tower. And that was Washington Free Beacon writer Adam Credo that was reporting that. Now, we've seen other evidence of this. As WikiLeaks has reported, there was a CIA, and this is also in the article by Steve Watson that's up on InfoWars.com, breaking that down. You can see that video as Steve Watson is reporting. And as we talked about with John McAfee, on Monday night, we broke this down. There's a CIA project identified as Umbridge, and it maintained a substantial library of Russian cyber attack techniques that were stolen from malware produced in other states, including the Russian Federation. As we talked to John McAfee, he's been on multiple times before, as well as many cyber experts when they came out and said, well, we found certain things that look like Russian fingerprints, like they were, like this code was written on a Cyrillic keyboard or whatever. As John McAfee said, you would have to be an absolute idiot to leave those kinds of simple telltale things behind. He said, no, in addition to all of this, we're not talking about the malware now that's at Trump Tower, but we're talking about the alleged malware that was part of the hacking. And it's not clear even whether that was truly a hack or whether that information was turned over. But the alleged hacking software was actually years old. It was out of rev, and it was widely circulated among hacking communities. It was not something that a state organization would do. And in addition to that, as he said, if they were to use old out of rev software to attack somebody, they would justly be fired. But also, the idea that we see with Umbridge, what they did was they maintained a library that would allow them to look as if they were another country. If you're going to hack into somebody, you want it to look like you're somebody else and not who you are. You don't want to leave fingerprints that have your address there at Langley, do you? You don't want to look like an American organization. You don't want to look like a state organization. Instead, you want to look like a Chinese organization or a Russian organization or a German or a French or whatever. Anybody but who you are. So when they talk about these very simplistic fingerprints, if that were the Russians would be so incompetent. We don't really have to worry about anything. I mean, they would be like Kim Jong-un, who has his rockets blow up on the launch pad. And again, there's a story that's up on InfoWars.com. Did this go off and explode on its own out of sheer incompetence, or was it helped along by somebody who helped to take out that last missile test? As I said at the top of the program, maybe we should create a new verb. We could call it unlaunch, and that would be any rockets that blow up on the first stage, and that could be a new verb that we have that could be the one positive contribution that we have from Kim Jong-un, and that would be to unlaunch a rocket. In other words, blow it up on the launching pad. Did that happen by accident, or did we help their
confidence? Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Problems with a growing prostate don't go away on their own. So you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. A recent survey of Super Beta Prostate users shows that over 86% of men report waking less frequently to use the bathroom. With Super Beta Prostate, you could have less urge to urinate and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-487-7242. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-487-7242. That's 1-800-487-7242.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'm going to go back to the news. We have an update on the attack in London we're going to go to in just a moment. Before we do, I just want to remind you that we do have fluoride-free toothpaste back in stock, our Super Blue. That's our proprietary formula for toothpaste. It has peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver. You won't find that in any other toothpaste as far as I know. very important in controlling the bacteria that can infect your gum, cause gum disease, as well as heart disease. Very well-known fact that gum disease can lead to heart attacks, to blood clots, to other things. So nanosilver and the iodine that you have there is very important. And, of course, it does not contain fluoride. So it's very important what it has and what it doesn't have. We've got a review here. And, of course, you can read the reviews on InfoWarsLife.com. This one says, use this every day. Love it. Wonderful idea to add iodine to toothpaste and leave out the fluoride. So happy I found this. Hope to never be without again. Does whiten teeth. Thank you very much for all the good products. I'm not through ordering this month. More things to add to make my life healthier and better. I tell you what, I use it. It is a great toothpaste. It's been out of stock for a while. It is now back in stock. And again, it is an information war that you are supporting with these products that we sell. And as we've been talking about throughout the day here, there is a concerted effort to try to shut down our voice as part of the conservative media. Anybody who is putting out something that is opposed to the globalist warmongering agenda, then you're with Putin. As we heard John McCain, he made it very clear. Rand Paul, you're with Putin. Anybody, he said. It wasn't just Rand Paul. Rand Paul was the only one who had the guts to stand up and say, no, I think we need to have not just a voice vote, but we need to talk about whether or not we want to bring another dependent into NATO. We just had Germany here last week, and as Merkel left, Donald Trump said they owe us a lot of money. These NATO countries are supposed to pay 2% for their defense, and they're paying just over 1%, and yet they've got a budget surplus of over $200 billion. So we don't need another freeloader on the United States, and of course Montenegro is not going to be able to contribute much to their defense, but they would contribute to the uncertainty, to the hair triggers that NATO establishes everywhere. If somebody does something to Montenegro, then we immediately are triggered into war if we bring them into NATO. That's why Rand Paul said we got to debate this. But hey, if you oppose the globalists, you're with the Russians. Even if you want to just debate this, we can't have that debate. So if you want to stay connected to what's going on, stay connected to InfoWars to find out what the stories are, to get our information unfiltered, uncensored by these bots, by social media, by the new Ministry of Truth, for example, that has been funded by $180 million for 2 years out of the State Department, then you can sign up to get our free newsletter. You can go to InfoWars.com/newsletter. You'll not only get our information direct, but you will also get discounts. Like today we have the Republic Defense Force t-shirt, 50% off. So we'll have things like that there. You'll get that direct, and it is free. There's no cost to sign up for that. So you can get the information directly from us without being filtered or censored. As I said, we have an update on this shooting. That's the way that CNN reports it. They see it as a firearms incident. We see it as an Islamic radical terrorist incident because it involved a 4x4 that was running people down in the streets. Between 10 and 12 people run down the streets. Two of those people have now died. Then the person got out of the car and took an 8-inch knife and attacked the policeman. That policeman is now dead. And then the attacker was shot dead by other police, stopping further murder by this terrorist. But when CNN reports it, and we got a story up that Kit Daniels caught it, they put it out as a firearms incident near Parliament. They look at it and they see bad firearms. Even though the firearms were protecting people, they reported that way. They do not and cannot see radical Islamic terrorism. And let's take a look at that picture there. That is the alleged shooter that is there. And look at, get a close up. You can see his beard there. I said when I saw that, because you can see the MO of radical Islamic terrorism, I said, all we need to know is what Muhammad's last name was. And look at the picture there. This is not, some news agencies reported, an Asian. I don't think so. He looks like he's got a Islamic beard, and it is exactly the type of method that we have seen used over and over again by these radical Islamic terrorists. And that's the individual who was shot and killed after he stabbed a policeman, after he ran over a dozen people, and two of those people have died. The others are seriously, seriously injured, as we continue to see. All right, so when we come back, I want to take some phone calls from you. Get your comments as to what's going on. Let me give that number. It's 800-259-9231. That number is 800-259-9231. We'll try to get as many calls as we can in this final half hour of the show. And then we're going to have Roger Stone coming on for the fourth hour breaking down the spy state, this internal coup that has now come back to America that is coming out of the State Department. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to go to our callers in just one moment. If you want to call in, we're going to take phone calls in the next half hour. The number is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And I just want to remind people that we've had breaking news through the day. We've had House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes reporting that he came across and discovered himself while reviewing intelligence reports that, yes, they did collect information on Donald Trump and on his transition team. He says he's notified Speaker Paul Ryan about it, and he says, I am actually alarmed by it. Good, he should be. You should be alarmed by the surveillance state. And also we have an article on InfoWars. Reminder, the Department of Justice used falsely planted malware at Trump Tower designed to mimic ties to Russia. So at the same time, they're listening to Donald Trump. Yes, they really are. And yes, it doesn't have to be wired. And no, they don't have to get a search warrant. Let's explain that to Stephen Colbert and all the skeptics who are rolling on the floor laughing about all this stuff. No, we live in a warrantless, wireless world. They're listening to everybody. They brag about the fact that they do listen to you on your phones, your television sets, and on your appliances, just like Kellyanne Conway said. You want to make fun of that, Colbert? You want to say, oh, they're listening to me through my microwave. They turned it into a television. That, any device, if you are going to have a refrigerator or a iron even, or whatever you want, if it has the capability to listen to you, if you can control it from your iPhone, if it is connected to the internet, in other words, and if it has voice recognition, you can guarantee they can turn that into a listening device. David Petraeus was saying that 5 years to the day before Stephen Colbert was engaging in this disinformation comedy campaign. And so, yeah, they can do that, and they do that, and they did it at Trump Tower. Not only are they listening to Donald Trump and his transition team, but they put malware on the computer to make it look as if they have ties to Russia. That's framing people. And they're framing InfoWars, the rest of the conservative media, Breitbart and others, saying we somehow colluded with supposed Russian bots that were promoting our stories. Well, you know what? We know that they used bots to, in the Hillary Clinton campaign, to come after their opponents, to change the narrative on Reddit, on social media. That was widely reported by the LA Times, by the Daily Beast, not even by conservative media. It was widely reported. They want to pretend that doesn't exist. They want to pretend that John and Tony Podesta don't have deep ties to a state-operated, a Russian state-operated organization that was founded by Vladimir Putin. Instead, they go back 10 years to connections that Paul Manafort had with a Russian billionaire. They say, well, he has close ties to Putin. Not as close as the Podesta ties. Now, if they were reporting both of those, you could say, okay, well, yeah, there's a lot of corruption. But if they only report one of those, you have to understand there's a political nature to this. As I said before, we now have an FBI that operates like Joseph Stalin's Cheka did, like the KGB did. Bring me the man, I will find the crime. That is what's truly behind all this. And as I pointed out before, back in December, everybody knew where this was all headed as they created, everyone said, the Ministry of Truth, the New American, as anti-Russian as you can get, the John Birch Society. Critics slam Congress for creating an Orwellian Ministry of Truth. That was headline in December. Zero hedge. Obama quietly signs the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act into law. Just like that, the U.S. Ministry of Truth is officially born. And that's precisely what they have done. They hide it inside the NDAA. And they're going to bring together bureaucrats from the State Department, the Pentagon, intelligence bureaucracies, and the organization, as they point out in the New American, the lawless foreign aid bureaucracy known as USAID. That is run by the CIA folks. Foreign governments and others are going to bring them in because why? We need to get these other foreign governments in because this is defending globalism, right? You're either with the globalists or you are a dangerous subversive, most likely allied with the Russians, I'm sure. In addition to establishing what one critic described as a propaganda factory to pump out government-backed propaganda, the bill also authorizes spying on journalists, funding media outlets willing to serve as U.S. government propaganda organs. They're going to be training journalists to do journalism their way. And at the same time, they'll be telling them, look, you do it the way we want you to, we'll give you access. That's the way this is happening. And just one final thing, too, that I didn't mention before when I was talking about planting malware on Trump computers. Understand, as WikiLeaks pointed out, they put out this information about how the CIA was using these vulnerabilities, and they had identified specific vulnerabilities in specific software. And they said, we notified all these organizations. Now, some of them, like Mozilla, which does Firefox, they have responded with us trying to fix their software. That's what a white hat hacker does. They find vulnerabilities, and then they notify the people who own that software so they can make that software secure again. A black hat hacker, like The CIA doesn't do that. They use it for their own purposes. And so they say, we told companies like Google, and they don't respond except to confirm that they received our information. They have not agreed or disagreed or questioned what we have told them. In other words, they don't care. And they said, and it gets worse than this. They said, you have to understand that organizations like Google that have government contracts, that have employees who have security clearance, they do not fix security holes. Why? Because the American government creates and funds these security holes. The American government wants you to be insecure. They don't want to keep you safe. That's not about keeping you safe. They want to tell you you're going to have to sacrifice your privacy and your money, and then we're going to have the CIA and these organizations make you safe. No, the CIA is making you unsafe. They put these vulnerabilities in. They leave them in. They release this information. They lost track of it. Remember we had that discussion. John McAfee was talking about it. He said he debated with one of these security experts, and the guy said, well, we need a key to the iPhone. He goes, you get a key to the iPhone, you're going to lose it. It's going to go out in the public domain, then all the criminals will have it. And that's precisely what's happened with Vault 7. That's what WikiLeaks is telling us. And now what WikiLeaks is telling us, Julian Assange says, they're not interested in fixing it. They don't even want to know what's going on here. They have security clearance, and they don't want to fix this. They don't want to protect you from individual criminals who might go in and steal all your bank account information. They could care less about that. They couldn't care less about any of your security. It's a lie that they're doing this to make you safe. They're doing this for their own selfish purposes, and they will throw your safety, your liberty under the bus. You can't trade your privacy and your liberty for safety and security. Doesn't ever work. Let's go to the calls. I've talked a good bit here, and I want to get to some of these calls. Let's go to Dominic in Canada. Go ahead, Dominic.
Hello, I'm calling in for the first time. My girlfriend is a U.S. citizen, and I plan to legally immigrate into the U.S. in the next 2-3 years. My question is, it's a two-parter. How do you think, since right now the current reports are that the attack at near the British Parliament was done by an extremist preacher, will be played off? And two, do you think we'll see, because of his stance, that he will see copycat attacks in the near future?
Well, yeah, I mean, what we saw today, and the reason I said right away that I knew that it was a radical Islamic terrorist, was because it's the same MO. Of course, it is a copycat attack of what we've seen before. We've seen knife attacks, we've seen axe attacks, we've seen multiple attacks that have been conducted by vehicles. So, yes, there will be more of those. And we need to understand, even though the British government is not going to, they're going to downplay this. You know they're going to downplay it in a politically correct way. There will be some, like Nigel Farage, who will point out the obvious facts that are staring people in the face about this. But they will downplay it, and there will be more copycat attacks. What has to happen, and it just shows the vulnerability of a free and open society to this, we have to address this at the border. We have to have vetting at the border. One of the things that I just can't believe that the left gets away with, we're talking about these double standards, the fact that they had absolutely nothing to say about Barack Obama going to war with 7 different countries. And these countries that he's at war with, these countries that he's bombing, these countries that he's sending troops to, are presumably dangerous, wouldn't you think? And yet, if we want to say these people that we have presumed to be so dangerous that we go to war with them with bombs and troops, we should look at who is coming to us from those countries. They throw up their hands in fits of political correctness and say, no, that's racist to do that. So we have to do vetting. Actually, I think we need more countries on the list than we currently have. But we have to do control vetting of these countries that we're currently at war with. If they're not dangerous, then let's stop the war against them. I think these wars are not productive. I think we have created chaos in Syria and Libya and elsewhere. Everything that the American government has done and Obama's wars have made things worse. So I'm not in favor of continuing those wars, quite frankly. But as long as they got these wars going on, don't you think we ought to vet people coming in, Dominic?
I don't think that if we're going to consider them an enemy to the state, that they should be considered admissible to a country now.
Yeah, I think we need to know who these people are. And, you know, quite frankly, the default position is not that everybody in the world has a right to immigrate into America. There's nothing about that. When they say that, well, we incidentally and legally collected this information on Donald Trump, what they're saying is that non-U.S. persons, and that was a very clever legalism that they use, are non-U.S. persons. Non-U.S. persons don't have these protections that are afforded to Americans and the Bill of Rights. And but yet, they're trying to tell us that these non-American persons, these foreign citizens, have a right to immigrate. And if we say that they don't, then we're somehow bad and we're racist and so forth. We have to understand that if they're coming from a country that we currently judge to be dangerous enough that we're going to war with them, then we need to know who they are. And if we can't know who they are, if we can't vet them, if there is no reliable information on these people, they don't come. It's just that simple, I think. Thank you, Dominic. Let me go to some of the other callers so we can get through as many as we can. Let's go to Kevin in Florida. Kevin, go ahead.
Thank you, David. I'm a huge InfoWars fan. I just want to start off by saying that my brother was the one who turned me on to InfoWars about 5-6 years ago, and it's right. really woken me up. I was right. originally from Detroit, and I was raised hardcore Democrat. You know, Democrats are for the working, Republicans are for the wealthy. And then as I got older, I realized that that was just a fraudulent scam. I just want to say what's going on right now is a well-orchestrated plan by the people in power that are electing these officials who are not carrying out what we the people want. They think they're above the law. They're controlled by lobbyists because the corruption in most aspects of the government, I mean, you have a few senators and congressmen that are actually trying to carry out the will of the people, but for the vast majority of it, it's so corrupt. And they're using that as well as the propaganda of the media to weaken the public to try and carry out this agenda. And, I mean, we keep on hoping it's not going to happen, but I just believe in order for anything to really change, there's going to be a revolution part two, because the informed people are fed up with what's going on in the government, the corruption, and you can only poke a bear too much before the bear fights back.
Well, absolutely. And you say you're from Michigan, and so you have seen the policies of the Democrats at work. You have seen one of the most prosperous states in the union become one of the poorest states in the union as they shipped our jobs overseas and shut down our factories and then applied their welfare state to everyone, not even able to supply clean water to the individuals there. An absolute total failure. And yet applying these politics of envy is the way that they got this through in Michigan. You're right. There are individuals who are above the law. We can see that very clearly. And we are not going to be able to move forward to drain the swamp, to do whatever you want to, however you want to phrase this. We're not going to be able to do that unless we get rid of the so-called law enforcement people who give certain individuals like Hillary Clinton a pass after saying that she has committed a felony. Comey gives her a pass and then says, but don't you try this. Then he comes out and comes after people for whom he has absolutely no proof, ignoring the crimes of people who have leaked information illegally about Michael Flynn. Not going to talk about any investigations there. Or the people who are running the sanctuary cities who say, we are going to give an entire class of people special protections because they came here from a foreign country illegally, criminally trespassing in our country, foreign citizens. Well, we're going to give them special protection. We're not going to deport people or turn them over to ICE, even if we know that they are guilty of criminal sexual offenses. That's what happened here in Travis County in Austin, Texas, with the sheriff here refusing to turn over except for three particular crimes, and that did not include child molestation. I think she's now added that to her list. Very generous of her to do that, don't you think? But we see the same thing happening in Montgomery County. Throughout the state of Maryland, they want to turn the entire state of Maryland into a sanctuary state. And what did we just see? We saw these individuals, two guys, 18 and 17, in class with 14-year-olds, and we don't even know if that's their real age. They raped this girl in multiple ways, and these are people that ICE wanted, but the sanctuary law enforcement, quote-unquote law enforcement, would not turn them over to ICE. That is what is truly criminal. And so, yes, there are people who are above the law. There are entire classes of people who are above the law. You get special protection if you come here illegally, and that's the way the Democrats want to run this. Let's go to Beto in Iowa. Did I pronounce the name correctly? Go ahead.
Yes, hello.
Hello. Yeah, gotcha.
Yes.
Yes. I just wanted to answer your question. I have a statement. First, why are they going after you and Breitbart? Well, it's because you guys are completely exposing their blueprint. And, of course, the government is overtaken by the elite globalists that you've been exposing ever for over 20 years. And it's time, well, back in the day, they used to get rid of you guys with a bullet. Unfortunately, the Internet that they assumed was never going to overtake the media has done the exact opposite. So now they can't, of course, destroy you with a bullet. Now they got to come after you with social media. And, I'm reading a book right now called Spooked by Nicholas Shu, which was the guy who was behind killing the messenger mm-hmm. with Jeremy Renner, the guy who is exposing the whole CIA thing. So this thing just goes back to so much of corruption that you guys are exposed from, not only the, you know, CIA, drugs, 9/11. I mean, you guys are the epicenter of what is America, and that's why they're going after you and you're in Breitbart. And,
well, remember what happened to Gary Webb? You talked about Kill the Messenger. Remember what happened to him? He did this expose talking about how the CIA had created the crack cocaine epidemic, and you were using it to fund the Contras. He first won prizes for that journalism. Then mainstream media set up entire divisions to attack him, to destroy him personally, and to shut that down. That's the process that they're coming after with Breitbart and InfoWars now. Anybody who opposes their agenda, stay with us. We'll be right back with more phone calls.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-319-4062. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-319-4062. That's 1-800-319-4062. 1-800-319-4062.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to have Roger Stone joining us in the fourth hour coming up. And I want to go to your calls here in just a moment. Before I do, real quickly, I want to remind you to sign up for our free InfoWars newsletter if you haven't done so already. You can find that at InfoWars.com/newsletter. You will get our uncensored information. It won't be censored by bots from Hillary Clinton or Media Matters or any of these organizations. It will not be censored by Facebook. Instead, we'll send that information directly to you. It's free to sign up for this, and you will also get discounts. Like today, we have the Republic Defense Force T-shirt, 50% off. So there'll be discounts like that in the newsletter, in addition to the news sent directly to you that is not going to be filtered, not going to be censored. Also, we have back in stock Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, which was out of stock. You'll find that at InfoWarsLife.com. That's our fluoride-free toothpaste that has iodine and nano silver to protect against gum disease, the bacteria that causes gum disease, which also causes heart disease. Very important, very fine toothpaste. That's why it sold out so quickly. It's now back in stock at InfoWars Life. And also, we have 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. You'll find that at InfoWarsStore.com for just a limited time. I want to go back to the callers real quickly, and we're going to have Roger Stone joining us at the top of the hour. Let's go to Monty in Texas. Monty, I see you wanted to talk about the squatter report that I filed last week. Go ahead.
Yes, David. Great job. I won't keep you long.
Well,
my son is a law enforcement officer here in Texas, and he confirmed pretty much everything that you reported. This problem's widespread.
Yes.
They know about it. And due to the structure of the civil laws, there's not a lot they can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering, I'll keep it quick. Have you had any updates on this? And I'll drop off and let other callers at the end.
Yeah, I can't really go into what they did to get the people out. But it was very effective. Nobody was harmed, and they were able to get them out using methods that were outside of the legal system. But I want to point out to people that this is something, as far as I'm aware of, if you look at the comments on that article, you'll see a lot of people sharing stories about things that have happened. And it's not always a group of criminal illegals who come in and take over your house by changing the utilities registration. And then when the police show up, they say, well, wait a minute, we're on the utilities bill. So we have a informal verbal lease with these people. We pay them on a month-to-month basis on cash. And so we really are legitimate tenants here. And then at that point, as you point out, your son is a police officer. The police say, well, we're not set up to where we can judge as to who the rightful owners are. So now it's got to go to court. Now that's a long, drawn-out process that can take months to try to evict somebody out of that situation. It got so bad in Florida that they did pass a law in Florida. And there are things that can be done, and some utility companies will do this. I've been told by some people here that when they got an apartment at the apartment complex, had it on file with the utility company, that they could not change the utilities unless they had a lease in hand. So perhaps there's something you can do with your utility company if your state does not have the proper laws there. But here's the bottom line, folks. If we have a government that will not protect our borders, if we have a government that doesn't see that its true job is to sit there and to record properly deeds and transitions and to make sure that we have the legal structure that is required for orderly transition of and possession of property, then we wind up with these types of things. These are people who came in here illegally. And you have other situations where we had illegal aliens who were taken advantage of. A group of people were sold by a dishonest realtor, were sold a house for $5,000 when the family came back from vacation. They'd listed their house. They were on vacation so it could be shown. When they came back, these other people genuinely thought they had bought the house for that ridiculous amount of money. But what happens when the government won't follow the laws or won't be the appropriate referee? Then you just widen the circle of people who are defrauded. So check out that report and educate yourself about how you can lose your home. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Roger Stone.
GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.